Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Even in this COVID-19 difficult time, we are still hearing about performers and artists and those who support us and nonprofit agencies who are really doing big things and making statements that you may not be able to hear about every time it happens, but it is happening. The great state of Minnesota is holding on to what we know to be dear and true. We respect it. We love the arts, and you are supporting it. So thank you. My first guest tonight is Father Michael Jonkas. Yes, I know you know that name. He is a Christian musical composer best known for writing on Eagle's Wings, a song that I absolutely love singing. It's a beloved song performed at churches across the globe. Now, the St. Paul priest has penned another piece this spring, this time sparked by the coronavirus. It's called Shelter Me. It is already being performed across the nation in virtual masses and posted on YouTube videos from Minnesota to Manila. Now, he happens to be the brother of our own Joe Jonkas right here at WCCO. And he's joining me now on CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline to reflect on his time and this time and what is happening here in our great nation and the church and what it means to the people to have a song like Shelter Me. Welcome, Father Jonkas. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Okay, I am so excited to talk to you because I love so many of your songs, especially on Eagle's Wing. And to know that here you are writing Shelter Me is so powerful. A dear friend, well, I shouldn't call him a dear friend, but an artist that I've worked with for many years, Michael Lunas, sent it to me. And I tell you, it landed on my heart forever.
Good.
So thank you for joining us again tonight, sir.
I'm delighted.
Okay, so writing a song, important to our current time in history, by the way, can be a difficult challenge. Now, I watched a YouTube video where it was saying that your song, Shelter Me, was inspired by my favorite prayer, Psalms 23. Is this true?
Absolutely true. Yep. I woke up in about 3 in the morning with the germ of the idea back in March. And then promptly woke up and worked on the song until about 10 in the morning that day. Yeah, it's basically a paraphrase of Psalm 23.
It's just beautiful. It just moved me to my core. Now, I watched lots of YouTube performances of Shelter Me. My goodness, you must get inundated with videos from parishioners who love the song, right? Are you getting
exactly. Lots
of calls? And yeah, I can imagine. Your social media has just blown up, right?
I think it really has. I'm very surprised, but kind of delighted. Yep.
Well, it's incredible. The version we played, or that we're playing right now, is by Spirit 2. Let's take a listen.
Shelter.
as we fade that down, sir, the version that I thought we were playing was Spirit 2, but I believe that was another priest that was singing. Am I correct?
It could have been. I honestly didn't recognize it, but that's okay.
Okay, but I'm grateful that we were able to play it so people know what the song sounds like. The song will no doubt help us get through this very difficult time, and that really is one of the reasons you wrote it, not just because you were inspired to write it, but during this difficult time, we really need this inspiration.
I really thought so, and the great advantage of working off of Psalm 23, that's something, of course, that's shared by Jews and Christians. Our Muslim brothers and sisters might even know about it, so people of faith can engage it. But the other thing that's wonderful is the two images in the song, where God is like a shepherd and we are like sheep, or God is like a host and we are guests at God's table. Those are images that even people who might not be part of a regular religious tradition could still appreciate.
You know, as we will get to the end of this pandemic, and I know the future is going to hold a lot for this particular song. It's going to be with us for a long time. What do you hope people will use it for today in the midst of all of us? We listen to it, we're moved, but what do you hope will also happen?
Well, I'm hoping that people will allow God to give them both comfort and encouragement. I could not agree with you more. We have survived pandemics and great horrors in the past, and we'll survive this one as well. But to come out of it with a sense that somehow God has given us a fresh opportunity, a new way to act in the world, I'm hoping the song will help people help people recognize that and live that.
Did you ever expect that your songwriting would be this powerful?
No, not at all, I have to say. And I never expected On Eagle's Wings to become really popular either. But it's certainly a blessing when it does happen.
Popular is an understatement, sir. It is a staple. A staple in households and churches all over the world. And I expect this song to do the same thing. I hope so. So once we recover from all that is going on, are other songs in the works for you? Is this something that you prayed for? God, give me something that will bring peace to people, and then God answered?
What a great question. I don't think I ever asked that specifically. What I tend to do in praying is just say, God, use me as you want. And so this one happened to come out of that. So I suppose in a way I was asking for it, but not specifically for a particular song.
Wow. You know, as a professional singer myself, when I hear a song like that, I instantly write it down and say, I have got to sing this song because it moved me. I know that it will come and move everyone else that will be under, that can hear someone sing it. And it doesn't matter. Certain songs are written out of people's burdens, or, they move you to your core, whether the person can't sing at all or they can sing beautifully. You ever encounter a song like that? Right?
I have. No, I want to turn the tables on you. And this might be a little scary for you at the moment, but you perhaps remember when you were part of a great play at the Guthrie Theater called The Gospel at Colonus. Do you remember that?
I think my sister Javita is the one you're thinking about. But
she played Ismane, but I think you were part of the group. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was a relatively young man at that point. And I have to say, the song wondrous are the worlds, but nothing is more wonderful than man. That's just a spectacular song. So,
thank you. The man who wrote all of the songs is Bob Telson, and he had some help. There were others that helped, like my brother and so many others that inspired some of those songs, too. But you're talking about a moving experience. I mean, we sang that, performed that piece at Carnegie Hall. That piece changed my life, sir.
I believe it. Is just so beautiful. Oh.
Well, thank you. And that's what music does. It changes us. It transforms us, right?
It does. Yep.
So as we look forward, knowing that you're going to start working on songs probably every day of your life, what's next? Can you give us a peek or tell us a little bit about the song you're working on now?
Oh, sure. This is an ongoing project. In my particular denomination, Roman Catholic, the psalms are what we sing in every Mass, in every Eucharist that we celebrate. So what I'm doing is working on all of the psalms, and I'm about two-thirds of the way through that right now. So
quite the
project.
No rest for you, sir. No rest. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Father Michael Junkus, really appreciate it. And by the way, you know how much we love your brother here at WCCO.
I do, too. What a great guy. Yep.
All right. Congratulations, sir, and take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. There he goes, Father Michael Junkus. If you want more information, please go to YouTube and just put in Shelter Me. I promise you, lots will come up that will encourage you. Lots of the versions from just an instrumentalist to a full, 16-piece group to, there's so many different ways you can hear this song. But if it doesn't move you, I would be shocked. Because, boy, I don't know anyone that it hasn't moved yet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.